stop sending me DMs about the Epstein files and the case and asking me if I'm going to talk about it on the show. I'm not going to talk about the Epstein files on this radio program. I'm just not going to do it. I get a lot of DMs. I get some of the people that have my personal number. I get text messages. People are always asking me what are my thoughts about the Epstein files. I said, well, you have a platform on HR Voices. You're on Sirius XM. It's your responsibility to speak on it. Yada, yada, yada. I'm not going to talk about it. But I will do a top five dead or alive about why I'm not going to talk about it. So cue the music. Top five dead or alive. This is why I am not going to discuss the Epstein files on this show or any other shows that I'm affiliated with. Number five, I am not paid to talk politics. My sponsors and the people that have invested in the show, and we're doing very well. The Lanch Day Radio Network, the Rubicon, we're really having two shows on 141, building an audience, building a case, building a base. We're going to be doing a lot of different things with advertisements this fall, especially on the healthcare side. I'm not paid to talk about that. No one is paying me to talk about politics. I say all the time, a lot of us give out too many information. If you're getting paid, I get paid to talk about sports. I get paid to talk about healthcare. People actually care what I have to say. And I think people care more about the healthcare side. People are entertained by the sports. But if you're doing a podcast, a radio show, any type of content, you should do what your base and what your sponsors want you to do. And I think talking about President Trump being in those files, President Clinton perhaps being in those files, people from the royal family, that doesn't help me to generate any revenue. All that does is potentially pisses off a third or more of the people that listen to this radio program. So I'm not going to do that. I don't want to be radioactive. I actually want to pay my mortgage this month. Number four, I don't want to end up in a FEMA camp. I think people out here thinking of this game. Like, you do understand that when you're yammering about this topic and you're yammering about what's going on in Ukraine and what's going on in Gaza, when you're talking about that stuff, you do understand that you're bumping your gums on LinkedIn and on Facebook. And you do know that your employer is looking at that. You do know that the feds are looking at that. Your strong opinions are things that can be used against you in a court of law downstream. So I'm just going to stay neutral in how I discuss it. Now, obviously, I think that any exploitation of individuals who are underage, well, even if they are at age, if they're legal adults, any type of trafficking is repugnant and disgusting and nauseating, especially when it's minors involved. Makes me sick to my stomach, but I'm not going to accuse anyone of being on that island because I don't want to end up on an island myself. I don't want to end up in Guantanamo Bay because I was yapping about this. And I'm just reading the tea leaves, some of the things that I'm seeing. And I'm not going to talk about this administration, but just in global government. It seems like there are a lot of places here in the United States that are being built. And they got fences around them and barbed wire. And if you're in there, you can't get out. And I don't want to be in there. So I'm keeping my mouth the bleep shut on my opinions there. Because I don't want to end up in some type of work camp turning big rocks into little rocks. Number three, it's hard to decipher the truth. With artificial intelligence and all of this stuff that's going on, you don't know what's true. You don't know what's false. I know that President Trump has said that. Well, first he said that the files don't exist. Then he said that Barack Obama had pinned them. Barack Hussein Obama. You got to throw in the Hussein. That is the Biden did it. Comey did it. And like the story seems to change week to week. Doesn't look great for the Trumpers. Doesn't look great for the MAGA family. But whatever. It's none of my business. With artificial intelligence, I agree. It seems like everything, I don't know what's real anymore. If you follow news on Instagram and even you follow news on mainstream, I don't know if the videos of President Trump discussing this are actually true. I don't know if it's CGI. I don't know if it's AI. I've seen so many deep fake stuff. Remember Kendrick Lamar did a deep fake video? There's so much deep fake stuff out there. People are always sending me stuff. James, what are your thoughts? Lance, what are your thoughts? I don't know what's real and what's not. So I don't know it doesn't look great from what I've seen and some of the people that might be affiliated with this repugnant behavior, but I don't know that it's real because everything these days is a scam. Everything these days is a lie. What you see is not real. I was just talking about in a previous segment. To start the show, I was talking about sports. I'm like, everything you see on sports isn't necessarily real. Things are kind of scripted. So I don't know if this is scripted. I don't know if this is for sweeps week on television. Number two, this thing is bigger than Trump, man. If you think whatever's going on, I don't know what's going on, but whatever's going on, if you think it stops with Democrats and Republicans, I'm like, you dumb mother bleeper, you. You think this is a partisan issue? You think this is about the MAGAs? You think this is about Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton? You think this is about the Obamas? You think this is about the rich Saudi people? Wall Street, Bill Gates, all of these people? You think it's about a party? This thing, as far as exploitation, this is class warfare. It's basically saying if I'm a billionaire, I'm rich, I'm connected, I'm plugged, I can do whatever the hell I want. And if somebody has a front stock trading hedge fund company that really what they're selling is something that you can't buy on the NASDAQ, something so reprehensible you have to fly to a private island to procure it, this thing has nothing to do with partisan politics. Get partisan politics out of your mind. Stop being programmed. Stop being brainwashed. Look around at the world around you. People in power are exploiting individuals that don't have power, and people that don't have power are willing to sell their children into slavery, into trafficking, so they can get money, so they can have power. Don't make it a partisan issue. This whole circular logic, well, if Trump was on there, why didn't Biden release it? Because it would have benefited him in the election. You don't know who's on that list. You don't know who's been involved. This thing is too big to fail. It's like the airlines, when the airlines were about to go out of business, you know, 20 something years ago. It's too big to fail. GM was too big to fail. Some of the people, I don't even want the list to come out. I mean, I want them to manage it privately. And those who were offenders should be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law, whether they're Democrats or they're Republicans or they're independents or in the Green Party or the Whig Party. Shout out to me and my history degree for understanding what the Whig Party is. But prosecute them all. Throw them all in jail. But I don't want to know who's on that list publicly, because just like I didn't want to know that P. Diddy had a person who went by the name The Punisher punishing Cassie, and then after he climaxed, they would collect the bodily fluid and he would rub it on his nipples. I didn't want to know that. And neither do you. And finally, number one, and this is sad, but in my opinion, true. People pretend to care about this. They don't really care. They only care politically that the people on the other side are exposed. They don't want their guy to be exposed. So, yeah, if the other person, the person that I hate, the person that I didn't vote for, the person that I think is racist, or the person that I think is DEI, or the person I think is holding me back or is draining the system or the swamp, all of that stuff, expose them. But if it's my guy, my gal, someone that's on my team, someone that's on my squad, someone that's in my crew, gang. If you expose them, I'm just going to say that it's a ploy, it's a plot, it's a scam. So what's the point? People don't care. I've seen it with all the other stuff going on geopolitically. People care about their own personal agenda. They care about their tribe. They care about what benefits them financially, what benefits them culturally, what benefits them from a religious standpoint. How am I able to establish myself and establish supremacy and dominance over the other class? People don't care about this issue. They only care about the political fallout for the other side. So what's the point in discussing it? You think that people that support the president, you think the people that support him, they're not going to vote Republican in midterm elections if this list comes out and he's all over it? You think the people that supported Bill Clinton, Democrats, the blue wall, you think if they find out that some of their heroes from 25, 30 years ago are on there, you think they're not going to support? You think they're going to cross over to, they're going to cross lines over to the red? They're going to become MAGAs? That's not going to happen. Everybody's going to keep it pushing, and they're going to vote for what's best for them, and they're going to promote their own activities. And that's my top five that are alive while I'm not discussing the Epstein files. Paragon 7 Studios.
Live from the Paragon 7 Studios, you are listening to the Lance J Radio Network.
Paragon 7 Studios.
Or alcohol, don't run. Call 911. Maryland's Good Samaritan law protects you. You cannot be legally arrested, charged, or prosecuted for using drugs or for simple possession. The person overdosing is protected too. If you see the emergency and choose not to help, the law won't protect you. Be a Good Samaritan. Call 911, stay and help. Learn more at stopoverdose.maryland.gov.
James Lewis.
Drive, drive on down the field in a scarlet and gray. Don't let them through the line. Got to win today. Ohio, smash through to victory. Cheer you as you go. Our honor to defend will fight to the end for Ohio. Let's go! Bars!
You are listening to the Lance J Radio Network.
Summertime is here. Oh. Here I come,
Hoagie Fest. Hoagie Fest.
Yeah, Wawa's got the hoagies, and I'm gonna get me some Hoagie Fest. Hoagie Fest.
Wawa Hoagie Fest is here. We're mixing it up with hoagies, clubs, quesadillas, and more. All for $6 and under. Savor a summer of sandwiches and savings.
Hoagie Fest, here I come.
Gotta have a Wawa.